This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168, regarding William Brostrom, B-R-O-S-T-R-O-M, like Mary. Date of birth, July 4th, 1952. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Brostrom with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and anemia. His last visit was September 23rd, 2025. His weight is stable, and his biggest complaint is intermittent dyspnea with exertion. There really isn't a lot of clear reason for the dyspnea, but his cardiologist believes it is related to fluid retention and some fluid on secondary to heart failure. So he does rest when it occurs, and that does stop the shortness of breath, and it does improve spontaneously so far. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He does follow with Dr. Miller for urology due to a prior history of prostate carcinoma, no known recurrence, and he has had a three-vessel triple coronary artery bypass graft at least a year and a half ago. Medications, I want to highlight the Actos 45 milligram daily and glibizide with metformin 5-500, two tablets twice a day. Metoprolol tartrate is 12.5 milligram twice a day. He's on Ozempic 1 milligram weekly, Plavix 75 milligram daily, low-dose aspirin 81 milligram daily, and Lipitor 40 milligram daily. Physical exam, weight is 205 pounds, pulse is 65, and blood pressure 130 over 70. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no rub or murmur. Abdomen soft without ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 24th, 2026. Creatinine is stable at 1.61. Estimated GFR is 45. Calcium 9.1, albumin 3.8, phosphorus 4.1. Electrolytes are normal. He does have chronic edema. Hemoglobin is 9.1. Hematocrit is 30.6. Normal platelets, normal white count. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, stable. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. 3, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. 4, anemia. He did have a positive stool for occult blood last October. He had a colonoscopy, and that was negative. They really couldn't find a cause for the positive occult blood testing. But the hemoglobins do remain stable, and hematocrit has been staying above 30. And he's really asymptomatic with the chronic anemia currently. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.